Your taxes hold the key.
The Crossroads Tax Office has been relocated to the H.I. Henriquez Building, 15A Old Hope Road, Kingston 5, which is next door to the previous location. We will continue to offer all services previously available. However, our numbers have changed to 908-0002-4. The new Crossroads Tax Office has additional space to accommodate customers and staff, as TAJ will be occupying 3 floors of the building. Additional parking is also available. The move comes as TAJ continues to re-engineer its operations to improve service and increase efficiency. Persons may contact the TAJ's Customer Care Center at 1-888-829-4357 toll-free for further information or assistance, or visit us on our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
Several organizations in Jamaica do outstanding charitable work. However, not all of them are registered charities, causing them to lose out on several benefits. But how does an organization register as a charity? It's time to get the facts. The Department of Cooperatives and Friendly Societies is an agency of the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce. It's the sole authority for approving all charitable organizations in Jamaica. Head of the department, Errol Gallimore, tells us more.
The department is the regulator for all society registered under the Cooperative Society Act, the Charity Act, and the Friendly Society Act. And in those mandate requires to register these entities and to ensure the proper regulation and function.
The department also acts as a disputes tribunal and auditor for charities, cooperatives, and friendly societies. Today we'll focus on the requirements to register as a charity. Firstly, there are 9 broad areas under the Charities Act, and your charity must fall under one or two of these.
The prevention or the relief of poverty, the advancement of education, the advancement of religion, advancement of health or saving lives, the advancement of good citizenship or community development, the advancement of arts, culture, heritage or science, the advancement of amateur sports, the promotion of efficiency of the armed forces or the efficiency of the police forces, and lastly, the advancement of animal welfare.
If you have a charity that does not fall under these 9 areas, you can still apply and seek approval from Parliament through the Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce. After ensuring that your objectives fall in line with the Charities Act, the next step is to complete the application form, which can be found on the department's website at dcfs.org.
Follow all the other relevant procedures, which include filling out a fit and proper form for the directors, submitting copies of their TRN, copy of the article of incorporation, is like the constitution for the organization.
For the fit and proper form, each director must submit a passport size photo, and the forms can be completed online. However, the hard copies must be submitted to the department within 3 working days. After this is done,
we will either seek or reject approval of the registration within 30 days. Within that 30 days, we have to consult with the Tax Administration of Jamaica to request whether or not they have any objection to the registration of that particular charity. And their assessment is for tax implication to ensure that the charity is really what it's set up to do and it's exclusive for a charitable benefit.
And you must be wondering how much all of this will cost.
For now, it is absolutely free. Not put in place a fee structure as yet. I'm working to get the regulations in place for the app before we begin to look at charging a fee for registration.
So, there is no better time to register your charity with the Department of Cooperatives and Friendly Societies. You just heard from Errol Gallimore, Registrar of the Department of Cooperatives and Friendly Societies. You may visit the agency at 2 Musgrave Avenue, Kingston 10, or call 927-4912. This has been another edition of Get the Facts. To hear this and other GIS radio programs, visit our website at gis.gov.jm. With the studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Giovanni Dennis. Thank you for listening.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.